Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Despite eradication efforts, the parasite that causes malaria still kills more than 500,000 people annually. Natalie Spillman, postdoctoral fellow in the Department of Molecular Microbiology at Washington University in St. Louis, explains a recent discovery that exposes the deadly parasite's Achilles heel.
Cells are surrounded by membranes, which keep the insides in and the outside surroundings out, a bit like the fence around your house. To regulate what goes in and out, cells have in their surrounding membrane molecular machines, so-called transporters, that transfer important atoms and molecules into and out of the cell. At the Australian National University, we study the transporter machinery of the single-celled malaria parasite, and one particular interest we have is in how the important biological ion sodium moves into and out of the parasite cell. All cells maintain a low internal sodium concentration. We found that the malaria parasite uses a specialized sodium pump to drive sodium out of the cell. The malaria sodium pump is similar to pumps from fungi and other parasites, but very different to the molecular pumps that humans use. This makes it an attractive anti-malarial drug target. While we were characterizing this sodium pump, a team involving researchers in Singapore and the US had discovered a new class of anti-malarial drug, the spiroindolones. However, they didn't know the mechanism by which the drugs work to kill the parasites. We teamed up with them and figured out that the spiroindolone drug works by blocking the activity of the malaria parasite's sodium pump. By blocking the pump, the cells rapidly start to fill up with sodium, which then eventually leads to death of the parasite. It's like a leaky boat that needs a pump to push the water out. If you stop the pump working, the boat fills with water and sinks. If you stop the parasite's sodium pump working, the cell fills with sodium and the parasite dies. We went from looking at the basic biology of how the parasite gets rid of excess sodium to realizing that it is an Achilles heel for the parasite, particularly vulnerable to attack. Hopefully, in the near future, these new spiroindolone antimalarials will become a new weapon in the global fight against malaria.
That was Natalie Spillman of Washington University in St. Louis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.